You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A missing person with medical conditions was found with the assistance of a drone in Wood County. Around 8 p.m. on Friday night, the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department was dispatched to help find a 59-year-old woman. She had walked away from her home without her phone around 7 p.m. Officers searched a densely wooded area without success. The woman has medical conditions that affected her ability to care for herself. WRPD called in the Grand Rapids Fire Department drone team and Wings of Hope Search and Rescue to assist with the search. The drone team located the woman crawling in a wooded area. Officers quickly responded and found her within a minute after they saw her with the drone. She had been in the woods for close to 3 hours. Responders were able to get her out of the woods before the impending storms hit. The woman was confused and unable to stand unassisted. She was transported to the hospital for treatment. Our Assumption Royals girls basketball team set records and claimed the championship this weekend. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska has the details.
The Assumption Royals won their fourth state title in girls basketball on Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay.
Pass it across the top, three ball on the way. No! Rebound Royals! The Assumption Royals are going to win the state championship in Division 5 in 2024-25 by the final of 34-30.
Randy Paul had the call on 105.5 WIRI as the Royals set a new state record with 46 steals in the 34-30 state championship victory over Barneveld. Assumption finishes the season 29-1.
The Lady Royals rode back to Wisconsin Rapids in style in the Wood County Sheriff's SWAT vehicle. Protests took place in many towns across Wisconsin on Friday, including Wisconsin Rapids. A group of about a dozen people gathered on the East Riverview Expressway Friday afternoon.
Well, we got tired of hearing the news, and we decided we needed to do something, and this is what we came up with.
Protesters walked up and down the bridge with signs that read, "Save Our Democracy, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare," among other demands.
We're exercising our right for peaceful protest, keeping it legal.
One attendee said it was a spur-of-the-moment idea, and they're hoping to do it again.
Hope to get more people every time.
In speaking with organizers after the protest wrapped up, they said while some who passed them on the bridge made rude gestures, they saw many more thumbs up and peace signs, along with horn honks and cheerful waves. Gas prices fell 4.1 cents last week for an average of $2.86 today. This is 2.9 cents lower than a month ago and just over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated. This time of year, there's usually an increase in gas prices as we switch over to summer gasoline and people are driving more. Gas Buddy officials say this decline comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops. They say some signals indicate the months ahead could be challenging. Gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if the economy improves, gas prices could start to rise again. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.80 to $2.98 per gallon. For more local news and in-depth coverage in our area, you can sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical, They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score or player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. You may have thought Friday was freaky 22 years ago, but it just got freakier. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back as Tess and Anna Coleman, the mother-daughter duo, who despite not having a great relationship, are forced to live each other's lives after a body-swapping incident. Wow, that's a rough sitch, even if you like each other. In the sequel, it happens again, dagnabbit. Deadline reports that Jamie Lee Curtis will also serve as a producer and Lindsay Lohan as executive producer on the sequel, which will be called Freakier Friday. Wonder how many spitballing sessions that took. If you're excited about the Oasis reunion tour but can't make it or don't want to pay the money to see them live, you will have the option of a concert film. The tour starts July 4th this coming summer and runs through November. There are no details yet as to whether the film will be just the concert itself or have some kind of narrative, but there will be egos. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to the low 50s this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 33. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 57, with rain likely tomorrow night, changing to snow after midnight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.